Hey guys, Chris Williams here from Kansas City. Iowa State 83-66 winners over Baylor in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 tournament. Quick one here, but we did have a decent spot in Steve Prohm's media swarm, is what we call it, in the bowels of Sprint Center. And thought I'd put it here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network for those who want to see what Coach had to say about a really impressive win for Iowa State. For those craving more podcasts, we will have one. Jared Stansberry and I will do a reaction podcast here and have it up by Thursday night on the podcast network. That will kind of serve as the Carl Chevrolet Instant Reaction Podcast. We thought we would give you more in-depth. It'll just help our coverage overall. So that's coming up. But here is courtesy of Carl Chevrolet, Iowa State head coach Steve Prohm's post-game media session from Kansas City. Was that the
18?
Was that the team that you've been seeking the last few weeks?
Yeah, they were great today. You know, we had a couple days to really prepare for Baylor. I thought our focus was really good on what we needed to do to take away the three-point line, to take away drill penetration. But at some point, you got to match their toughness on the glass. And, you know, the goal really was, you know, before the game, can we be even? You know, now internally, do you think you can be even? I don't know. But I knew, hey, if we could be minus five or six, we'd have a great chance. But and then offensively, we got back to being who we are, you know, because we got stops, so playing in transition, moving the ball. And then, you know, on the biggest stage in big games, your best players got to play great. Taylen played great. Mario played great. Lindell was great off the bench. But I thought you saw a true team today. Guys pulling for each other. Guys generally happy for one another. Thought our bench was really good when they needed to be. And this was a good win. This was a good win to get a lot of momentum. Obviously, tomorrow night, whoever we play is going to be really tough. But obviously, we got a great fan base here to help us out.
How much did you challenge them to match Baylor's physicality? It looked like a focal point.
Yeah, it had to be. And I brought up, we try to talk about the past a lot here from a standpoint of just we've got young guys, you know, guys that haven't been here a whole lot. And I brought up the West Virginia game here 2 years ago to where they beat us twice and kind of beat us up physically. And that can be a toll on you mentally because the more you get beat up on the glass and second chance points, the slower you become as a team offensively when that's really the strength of our team. And I said, man, at some point we got to belly up and we got to compete the right way defensively on the glass. And I think you saw a really, really point emphasis with that, where even at the very end, Nick Babb going in there and grabbing one, and Taylen grabbing a couple, and Mike getting a big offensive rebound late. And I mean, you go down the line, but it was a huge focal point, and they responded.
Three-point defense really stepped up in this game. They hit a couple of early ones, but you guys seemed to really lock down there.
Yeah, I mean, they hit four probably before the 12-minute mark, and that really kind of kept the game, right? I mean, I think they actually took the lead, right, 17-16. The thing that and Mason hit, you know, Kegler had a wide open one to start opposite, you know, the bench. You know, Mason made one tough one. But after that, I think they went a half with five. And so the last 12 minutes, we only gave up 1-3, which was huge. And I told the guys, if we can give up another half where it's right around 30, we're going to be hard to be beat today because we're already at 40. And we know if we do things the right way, we'll get at least 20 or 25. And you know, the three-point line was key. They still made nine. I think they made one late, you know, at the very end. So, really, it's eight. And our goal was eight or less. You know, we were hoping to be seven or less. Eight was the goal. We were hoping to be, you know, no more than seven.
When's the last time you felt like you guys played this well, this complete?
Oh, man. Kansas State, I guess. You know, what was that right before we went through this the little three-week stretch where we weren't very good? I thought Oklahoma, though, we played well at home. I really did. TCU, we played well for a half, but put ourselves in a hole. You know, the games we just didn't play well at all was, you know, West Virginia from the get-go and then Texas really the last 30 minutes. But this was our most complete game, obviously, since Kansas State. But I think our guys are focused. They're back focused now. They played together, like I said, and I thought we had a really good attention to detail on what we need to do to win today.
Was there a concern that we weren't going to see this team play like this at any point in the last 3 weeks?
No, I really thought, you know, sometimes seasons get long. Sometimes you get hit a little bit, and you got to figure out when you're going to respond. But you knew they were going to respond at some point. You know, I think guys are fresh. right now. You know, we've had a couple of days off before we came over here. Practice was really good and competitive. And we got a good team, you know, and you're not going to keep a really good team. We're not going to go out like that. And so it was great to come over here, get some momentum, obviously to hopefully finish this tournament out the right way, but going into NCAAs.
How much does a stage like this inject life into a team that's young and maybe just needed a little bit of rejuvenation?
Yeah, I hope they see what this thing's all about now. And tomorrow night's going to be even crazier. But how good is our fan base? I mean, it's incredible, man. You look around the country, man. There's not many fan bases that do what ours does every year at this time of year. You know, it's just, and that's the one thing, you don't want to let them down, because everybody, they got plans for the weekend, you know, to be here. And so now they got basically 2 full days they can run around, it's called Power and Light.
Do you know how much this win helped the economy here in Kansas City?
A lot, right? Bush Light, oh, yeah. And Bush Light, yeah. Both companies.
Is Tally available this week?
Yeah. We'll put something out on that. He's done nothing wrong. He got bumped in practice the other day. It's more precautionary while he set out. But let me talk to Vic on what, you know, exact. But he got hit in practice the other day in a collision, and so we're just being cautious.
When Talen gets going like that, how dangerous of an offensive player is he?
He's really good. You know, when he's making shots and the floor spread, and it's tough to keep off the dribble, and he's being, you know, more direct, going A to B instead of going like A, B, C, D, E to get to F, just going boom, direct line. He's tough, and the and one at the end was really good, but you know, when he's making shots, that just really adds another element to his game.
How about Shayok in the second half? Seems like he can always score in the second half of the game.
Yeah, I think he's a good player, and then I think the guys did a really good job of finding him, and he went like 3 in a row. Made them, and then the fourth one was it was either the third or the fourth one that it was basically in and out that really would have, you know, brought the house down, I thought. But you know, really good player for us, starting to get his legs back, you know, obviously because with the foot injury.
It looked like you guys were trying to play faster with the outlets and stuff off the, is that how you have to play a team like Baylor? Because whoever you play tomorrow night is pretty similar.
Yeah, I mean, that's how we need to play. We don't need to, even on makes, we need to play that way. And that was our biggest point emphasis this week. We got to get back to who I want us to be and who we need to be. And that is, we need to be the best team converting from defense to offense, makes or misses. We got to get a lot more misses to play off of, obviously. But man, if we converting the right way and guys getting it out of the net quick, or guys rebounding outlet it quick, and guys really spreading the floor, then we're going to get the ball moving right away. And then, obviously, when you got Talen out there, Tyrese, Lindell, Nick, Mario, guys like that, the tough to guard and good offensive players, we're a tough matchup. And I thought Lindell did a great job off the bench, not settling, really putting pressure on the paint. Our guys were dialed into what we needed to do today. That was the biggest thing I'll take away from this.
How do you expect Mario's fourth react on the
We'll see. You know, he practiced yesterday. It's the first time he actually practiced. He shot when you guys were out here. But then when we went over to UMKC, you know, we didn't do a whole lot. But he was engaged in all of our shell actions and closeout drills and all that stuff. And so, obviously, you know, he's probably in the whirlpool right now or cold tub. And then, you know, we'll just monitor and see. But you know, like, again, even if we go to Saturday here, hopefully, he's still going to have 3-4 days to regroup and rest. You know, good luck, Coach. Congrats.
Thank you. Congrats.
Yep. He'll have 3 or 4 days to, you know, maybe four or five days, based on if you even play on a Friday. So he'll be fine.
How do you sustain this and not think, you know, for the guys not to think it's going to be easy to keep rolling, backslide back to, you know, the last couple weeks?
That's the challenge of our job. I think the biggest thing is let them go out there. They're going to watch a half, and then let us coaches go back and really try to figure out whoever wins this game. And then when we get them in film tonight at 9 o'clock, really hit them in the head about, hey guys, you know, every time this year we've tried to climb the mountaintop. Perfect example is the home game against TCU when the ratings came out. We got hit and we didn't respond. And the good thing about today was, you know, Baylor responded early and we responded.
Tyrese.